I woke up slowly, hearing soft sounds beckoning me to get up. I finally opened my eyes to see his face right next to mine. He had his head propped up on his hand, laying next to me and pushing my hair out of my face with his other hand. As my eyes focused, I saw that he was grinning widely and there was a mischievous twinkle in his eye. He kissed me as he saw that I was awake enough to function, then tweaked each of my nipples hard, making me sit straight up. "Good morning from your nap, princess. It's time to rise and shine. I have such a big afternoon of fun planned for you. Go freshen up and meet me in the backyard. No clothes needed." He walked away to go outside, leaving me there, surprised and parsing through the throb in both of my nipples. I took a deep breath, realizing I shouldn't make him wait too long, and I dragged myself in to wash my face and brush my hair. I walked out the back door cautiously, finding him standing over a basket in just a pair of jeans and boots. I watched him for a second, just looking at the way his body moved before I cleared my throat. "What are we doing outside, sir? And why don't I have any clothes on?" He just chuckled, still digging around in the basket and not turning around. "Welcome to field day, kiddo. I have a whole day of fun games planned for you. Sit down while I get set up." I sat down in the deck chair, glad the sun had been out to warm the seat for my bare butt. I watched him calmly arrange on the table whatever things he was pulling out of the basket. I couldn't see what the items were, his body in the way of my view. I lifted my legs into the chair, crossing them as I hummed a little tune, taking in the quiet of his concentration and the nature around us. After a few minutes, he came over to me, dropping to his knee in front of my chair so that he was face to face with me. I leaned forward and kissed his nose. "A field day, sir?" He chuckled again and nodded. "I've been planning this for a very long time, little girl. It's going to be just the most fun ever. I can't wait for you to try my games. Now, you may go look at the table if you want." I nodded and walked over. He was close behind me, his hands on my hips. The table was full of things I love, and some other things I do not love so much. Various lengths of rope, candy, vibrators, nipple clamps, butt plugs, high heels, a gag, dildos, and my favorite stuffy. I also saw a few canes, the thuddy ones I love, and the whippy, stingy ones that made me want to hide behind a tree. He had clothespins and some towels right next to the hot sauce. I had no idea why he had such an arrange of things, but to say that I was intrigued was an understatement. I turned around to look up at him, and he reached down to pat my bottom. "Ready, baby?" I really wasn't, but he had spent time planning this for me, and I was very interested to see what he was up to. I nodded slowly. "Yes, sir. I'm ready. What will we be doing?" He fully laughed this time, going back to the basket. "All in good time, little one. All in good time. Now stand up straight and hold your hands together behind your back." I locked my hands together and stood still, my heart beating faster as I imagined the things that usually happen after that instruction. He came back with a short length of rope, a spoon, and an egg. He set them all down and spun me around so he was at my back. He carefully and sweetly bound my hands and arms together, checking for tightness before turning me back around. He looked into my eyes, making sure I was with him before he told me the rules. All I had to do was carry an egg from one end of the deck to the other end without dropping it. I asked how, since my hands were bound, and he told me to open my mouth. I opened wide, and he put the flat of a spoon handle against my tongue before telling me to close my mouth. I held on to the spoon tight, understanding how I would be carrying the egg. I realized with a slight panic that the spoon was quite small. This would be no easy feat. He held my hand and walked me over to the side of the deck, stepping in front of me as we stopped. He pushed my hair behind my ear, kissing my forehead before telling me the actual terms of the game. He told me that if I... He told me that if I dropped the egg, I would be punished. Then a handicap would apply, and I would have to try again until I succeeded. I couldn't respond, not wanting to drop the spoon, so I tried shaking my head frantically. I immediately knew this would be impossible. He chuckled at my blooming hysteria and stood to the side. Carefully placing the egg I didn't know he had on top of my spoon, I stood as still as I possibly could, waiting for his next instruction. He grinned and patted my bottom again, making me grit my teeth on the spoon, trying to stay balanced. "Go, get to the other side of the deck and you get to pick a prize from the table." He laughed as I started to very, very carefully walk across the soft wood. The egg wobbled, but I was doing fairly well. I was going slow as a snail, but I made it halfway across the deck before I felt him right behind me. I heard the chuckle at exactly the time I felt his hands slap hard against both my ass cheeks. The surprise made me cry out, opening my mouth and dropping the spoon, and with it, the egg. I jumped over the egg, trying to get away from the sharp pain, but it was already deep in my skin. I spun around to glare at him and yelled out, You made me fail! I made the best pouty face I could muster, but his only reaction was that his smile grew wider. Oh. I didn't say I wouldn't help you with the games. I didn't know you were such a dumb little baby that you couldn't walk across the deck. That was all you, sweetheart. You failed this one on your own. He beamed at his own trickery, and I let out an exasperated sigh, realizing I would now get a punishment and a handicap. I'm not a dumb baby. He laughed as I tried to stutter through figuring out what was happening. See? You can't even speak now. What am I even going to do with you? Time for your punishment. Let me help you, since you may not be able to do it yourself. Oh. He led me over to the chair, moving my body with a hand on my shoulder, bending me over to lean my breasts against the back of the chair. I couldn't use my hands to steady myself, so I opened my legs wider for balance, my ass sticking up as he positioned me. I could feel him staring at my glistening holes for a few seconds, my body betraying me and showing him how turned on it made me to be teased so mercilessly. He walked back over to the table, and I whimpered when I realized I couldn't move to see what he was doing. He came back, and before I could prepare myself, I felt the crack of my favorite cane hit the back of my thighs, right under my ass. He wasn't holding back. Oh, I cried out, and my knees went weak. But I stayed leaned against the chair. He laid 3 more parallel welts across the backs of my thighs before helping me up and hugging me tight. He hit the most meaty part of my ass with the last whack, then hugged me to him. Good girl, you took that so well, he whispered as he walked us back to the table. As my thighs rubbed together, I felt my wetness coating the inside of them, spreading down my leg as the pain sunk deep into my skin. He picked up my least favorite nipple clamps and dangled them from the chain in front of me. Time for a handicap, sweetheart? My eyes widened as he pinched and pulled at my nipples, getting them ready before he slipped on the clamps. I whimpered as they closed, my nipples pulsing hard in pain. I closed my eyes to breathe through the initial pain, and he squeezed my cheeks to make me open my mouth again. I opened, and he replaced the spoon. As soon as I closed my lips around it, he pulled the chain and the clamps up over the spoon, resting it against my lips. He gave it a little tug, making me raise up on my tiptoes to follow the movement before he walked back over to the railing, leading me by my stretched nipples. All of the pain started to swirl together and transform into pleasure as I became aware of my matching heartbeat and the backs of my thighs, my ass, and my nipples. Oh. He turned me and put a new egg on my spoon, patting my rear end again to get me started. The roughness of his hand against the welt on my ass jolted me forward. But I somehow managed to keep the chain over the spoon and the egg in place, walking as carefully as I could manage. I hissed as I tripped a little, pulling my head back to keep the chain from sliding down the spoon and knocking the egg off. The jolt in my nipples sent a line of fire right from the stretched skin to my clit. I cried out. And again the spoon fell and the egg went down, smashing on the ground. His laugh also sang directly to my clit as he left the spoon on the ground, leading me back to the chair. That was even worse, my little dummy. You didn't even get halfway. You need to be doing better each try or you never make it. This is why you need me. You can't even carry eggs without them breaking. A shiver ran up my spine as he picked the cane back up and reassessed my dripping cunt, leaving me wondering when the cane would swing down. My juices dripped down my thigh, showing him that I didn't mind failing the test one bit. This time, I heard it before I felt it, the crack against my skin before it lit on fire. I jumped away from the pain in my ass cheeks, scraping the bottom of my tits against the chair. I cried out and screamed a little as he gave me 9 more strikes, turning my ass a bright red, darker stripes crossing my pale skin. He helped me back up, pulling me into another hug. I'll teach you, baby. I'm here to help. Sit down and take a little break while I get you ready for the next try. But sweetheart, we only have 2 more eggs. I really hope you complete this challenge. I sat down, cringing as my ass touched the seat, scraping over the raw, raised skin. I had almost forgotten my nipples were clamped, but squirming in the seat jiggled them, making me achingly aware that they were still pinched tight in the cold metal. He came back from the table with a pair of impossibly high heels. It dawned on me that not only did he want to make this game impossibly hard, he never intended for me to complete it successfully. He had set me up and there was no way out but failure. I dropped my head, resigning to my fate as he strapped the shoes on my feet. They fit perfectly, but they had to have been at least 6 inches tall. I was never good in heels, but these were ridiculous. He took my hand and heaved me up, helping me balance with his hands on my hips and his eyes on mine. He kissed my nose and went behind me, holding me up a bit as he walked me to my starting point. He finally let go, keeping close in case I started to fall, and he tapped me on the chin. He put the spoon in my mouth, the handle this time a little further back along my tongue, making me almost gag. He pushed my chin closed with a finger under, replacing the chain before lifting my chin high enough to make it tug at my sore nipples. I hissed, but held onto the spoon. He smiled proudly and stepped back. He put an egg on the spoon again and motioned me forward. I saw the eggs I had already dropped on the ground, a reminder that I really couldn't do this. I took a tiny step, uncertain in the heels of how to even move. I slowly dragged my feet across the deck, moving millimeters at a time. I kept the egg steady, but the concentration and pain in the rest of my body meant I was shaking just the slightest bit. I felt one of the heels hit slight resistance, but I couldn't stop scooting. As soon as I tried to move the same foot again, it got fully hooked in the gap between the wooden slats. I fell to my knees, the egg immediately dropping as I fell, cracking just as my knees dug into the wood. I tried to catch myself, but with my arms bound, I just ended up jerking so hard that the nipple clamp pulled hard off my right nipple. I cried out loudly, letting the spoon clink against the ground. I looked over at him, panting and trying to steady myself, precariously trying to keep from sitting back on my raw ass again. I looked up at him as a tear fell down my cheek. Then he wiped it away with a sure smile in hand. "You tried so hard, my sweet little baby, but you just couldn't do it. You didn't even make it a foot this time. Do you know why you couldn't make it? It's because you're so clumsy, a dumb, clumsy little baby, aren't you?" A second tear made its way down my cheek, and I sniffled a little as I looked up at him. He pulled me up by my underarm, hugging me to him until I could get some semblance of my balance back. I clung to his side as he took me to my spanking post. I leaned over, my skin now sore from where the chair was hitting my chest. My ass was even higher in the air this time, the heels raising me up to the tallest I'd ever been. I leaned more heavily against the wood. I leaned more heavily against the wood, the grain pressing into my skin as I tried to simply stay on my feet. While I concentrated on standing, he kneeled behind me, burying his tongue directly in my cunt, no warning at all. He chuckled as he pulled away, and I could hear him licking his lips. "Such a juicy little cunny. Are you dripping from me? Do you want me to keep giving you chances to please me? It isn't working yet. You've dropped every ache but the last one. The cane cracked across my skin, making me buck forward and cry out. He gave me 5 strikes and then stopped. How about this? Since you're too little and too clumsy to complete this super easy task, I'll dumb it down for you. You can crawl instead of walking. Let's see if you can get it right this time. Oh, gosh. Show me you really want to please me, baby girl. He gave me 10 more strikes before helping me sit on the newly raised welts. He kneeled in front of me and ran his hands over my skin knees, then kisses on the burning skin as he reached down to take the heels off of me. He leaned up on his haunches, reaching all the way around me to unbind my hands. The rope slipped easily over my skin, giving me goosebumps as he kissed behind my ear. He brought my free arms around to my front, kissing the rope indentations on the insides of my wrists. He moved last to the clamps on my nipples. I had almost forgotten they were on. I'm sorry for this, baby, he whispered as he expertly opened both clamps at exactly the same time. I cried out loudly as the blood came rushing back into my nipples, the pain worse than in any other part of my body. Another tear rolled down my cheek and I gritted my teeth to keep from fully crying. He kissed me hard, taking the sob right from my throat and helping me through the pain. He leaned down to lave at each nipple, his tongue soft and comforting against the throbbing pain and the marks left by the clamps. You have been very disappointing at the field day games I planned, but you've been taking your punishments beautifully. Lay down on your tummy, princess. I want to get you set up for the last egg. He helped me lay down flat on the ground and sat next to my thigh. He wrapped a rope around one ankle and pulled it back, moving my leg so that my heel rested against the back of my thigh. He wrapped a snugly tight futomomo tie around my thigh and calf, immobilizing the bottom half of my leg against the top half. He patted the stripes on my bottom as he moved to do the same to my other side. He moved my legs apart so that I could feel the air on my sopping cunt. He ran his finger over my slit, leaning down to let me lick myself from his fingertip. He moved up next to my chest and wrapped another rope around my wrist, bending my arms so that my fingertips were on my shoulder, tying another ladder up the skin of my shoulder and forearm. He took his time tying up the other arm to match. I shivered as I realized I was at a severe disadvantage. If he didn't help me up, there wasn't much I could do. He tousled my hair, standing up to look at me, helpless and bound by his hands. He bent over and picked me up at the waist, carrying me to the back door and holding me up highly enough that I could get my elbows and hands and my elbows. I could get my elbows and knees beneath me. He sat me back down gently and ran his hand down my spine softly, patting me like a kitten. I moved one elbow forward, testing my mobility as I looked up at him. I like this look on you, pet. Maybe we should bind you all up more often. I could use a house kitty. I think I have an extra bowl you could use to eat out of. He smiled as he grabbed the back of my neck as if it were a cat's scruff. He jostled me around a little with a snicker, and I stumbled clumsily to keep my balance. I managed to keep myself upright, and he slipped a collar around my neck. I'd never seen it before, but it was a sweet, simple black leather collar with a little bell on it. He flicked the bell to make it ring and booped me on the nose. So I know where you are, baby. He winked as he clipped a leash on the collar next to the bell. To make it even easier, we'll go the other direction on the deck, so you only have to go half the distance this time. Do you think you can do it, kitten? He lifted me up one more time and turned me around on the ground to face the other side of the deck, so easily moving me right where he wanted me without having to ask. He ruffled my hair and tapped my nose to make me open my mouth. I knew the drill, so I opened wide. This time he put a different spoon against my tongue, the smallest spoon I'd ever seen. I looked up at him with wide eyes, unable to complain without dropping the tiny thing. He just laughed as he patted my head reassuringly. He knelt next to me to kiss my forehead before putting the egg on the spoon. He had to hold it there for a second, the head of the spoon so small, even he could barely balance it on there. He stood his hands in a cup around the egg to make sure it wouldn't fall until he was ready. He carefully pulled the chain and leash handle in a pile at the small of my back. He patted it and nodded. This leash had better not fall either, sweetie. Or your punishment is doubled. Now go on, show me you want to do this. Complete this task for me. He nudged the back of my knee with a boot. I very carefully lifted that leg and moved it forward, setting it down gingerly before trying the other leg. The egg shook on the spoon, the weight of it against such a small utensil causing the whole spoon to rattle against my teeth. I lifted my other leg, keeping it up for a few seconds as I made sure my body didn't shake, and then I set it back down cautiously. I looked forward and realized I'd made it a few inches out of a lot of feet. This was going to be slow, but I thought I could stay steady with lots of effort. My focus was set on my back, trying not to move my hips and make the chain and leash fall. I knew the chain was slippery, and that once it moved an inch, it would slip right off my smooth skin. I stopped, nearly shaking from the effort of moving, and I moved my eyes. Only my eyes. Slowly to look up at him. I saw a grin on his face as he took in the thoughts crossing my own. Anger, acceptance, desperation. He tilted his head down, motioning for me to move forward, and I took a deep breath through my nose. I looked forward again and very carefully moved my right arm forward, my elbow digging into the wood as I set it down gently. I felt the grain against my knees and lifted my left arm, noticing that it was shaking slightly as I managed to actually inch forward. I took another deep breath and lifted my left knee up, moving carefully to set it next to my elbow. I was so focused on my back that I finally felt my head starting to dip a bit, and I instinctively moved to correct myself. The motion started a chain reaction. My head snapping up and bouncing the egg off the spoon. As I moved to try and catch it, an extremely lost cause, the gold medal of the chain slinked from the middle of my back, and the leash hit the ground at exactly the same time as the egg cracking open. A series of movements and my frantic try to right myself caused me to lose balance on my elbows and knees, and I felt myself dip over, falling on my side and unable to get myself back up. I heard him chuckling under his breath as I spit out the spoon and looked up at him. Poor little dumb baby. You've fallen over and you can't get up, can you? What if I put you on your back? He walked over and easily rolled me over with the tip of his boot. My elbows and knees high up in the air, my holes open for his view. He walked around me and took a good look at my soaked holes, clicking his tongue with a big smile. He knelt down next to me and rubbed my belly, ruffling my hair with his other hand. he whispered down to me. And now you look like a sweet puppy girl, baby. I bet you would be a good puppy for me, wouldn't you? We should try that. I nodded, unsure what he had in store for me, but distracted by the sweet touches against my sensitive skin. He waited until a few seconds after I finally relaxed against the rubbing, and he stood up, swatting at my bottom as he did so. He lifted me up and put me back on my hand, on my knees and elbows, kissing the top of my head as I steadied myself. He grabbed the leash back up and led me very slowly over to the chair where his tools were sitting. I followed behind him, having trouble using only my elbows and knees without the lower parts of my limbs to balance me. He lifted my front half, putting my elbows up on the seat of the chair so that I was kneeling in front of it, my ass out behind me, balanced on just my knees. Princess, if you remember the terms correctly, I believe you have a double punishment coming to you. You not only couldn't complete a children's game for me, but you also let your leash fall when I asked you so nicely not to. You must not like me that much, must not want to make me happy by doing simple things for me. Is that it? I shook my head fervently, needing him to know that I was trying my best, but too out of breath from the crawl over to be able to string words together to help make case. He pushed down against the middle of my back slightly, making me arch for him. Making me arch back for him as much as I could, given my inability to move most of my body. I tried to turn my head to look for him, but he took hold of my ponytail and held my head still, making me stare straight forward at the back of the chair. Your original punishment was going to be 40 strikes of my cane, but you failed the easy part of your task as well, so now you get 80 strikes. 50 will be on that sweet little ass of yours. I'll tell you where the other 30 will be when those are completed. Get ready, sweetheart. This was your last try, and I'm not going to go easy on you. I balled my hands into tiny fists, getting ready, even though I knew I literally had no possible chance to get away. I felt the first thwack against my ass, and a scream tore from my throat. It was a hard hit. My skin instantly on fire, especially given my earlier punishments. With the way I was tied, I couldn't even lurch forward to try to get away from the pain, and he knew it. He hit over and over, leaving razor lines all across my ass, and I cried out with each. I felt my head start to get fuzzy, my thoughts floating away with the pain. It took me 2 full minutes to realize that he'd stopped striking my ass. And I finally tried again to turn and look up at him. He let me this time, meeting my confused eyes with a great big grin. Oh. Ready for the other 30, baby? You aren't gonna like them, but I sure am. Put your toes out straight. I immediately know what he had planned. I immediately knew what he had planned, and although I tried to tell my body to straighten out my toes, it decided instead to make them curl up tighter, trying to protect my feet. I whimpered, and he tapped the end of the cane against the parts of my feet that were still exposed. With the way that he had me tied up, my feet were just being offered right up to him, the tricky man. I finally let out a deep sigh and relaxed my toes for him, exposing the whole sensitive undersides of both feet to his pleasure. He backed up and lightly tapped across my soles, the slight touch making me jump in my skin. He put a hand on my back to let me know he was right there with me, and finally, finally took a real strike against my feet, hitting both with one blow. I screamed out, the pain intensified by my inability to move my feet whatsoever. The second strike landed right next to the first one, and I finally let go, my screams escaping so easily along with my tears. By the 30th strike, I was sobbing and shaking, my head in the clouds as I took the pain from my man. Oh. He eventually set the cane down and picked me up, sitting down with me so that I was in his lap, arms and legs up in the air. He wiped my tears away with a proud smile before untying my limbs. He massaged each one as he untied it, helping me settle against him as I came completely undone. I let my legs drape down and hid my face against his chest, letting the last of the tears fall as I leaned up to kiss his neck sweetly. I bit my lip as I tried to keep from squirming in his lap, my ass on fire against his jeans with my pussy soaked and likely leaving a spot on his leg. All of the punishments, all of the teasing, all of the humiliation swirling inside of me and making me as horny as ever. I finally caught my breath and looked up at him, a smile crossing my face as I saw his. Thank you, Daddy. That was a really fun game. Are there more games, or can I suggest one now? I asked hopefully. He chuckled again and laid my head back against his chest, shushing me. Quiet, baby. There are absolutely more games. And if my guess is correct, the game you want to play will not be an option for you until you finish your field day. So take some deep breaths and relax for a few minutes, because we'll start the next game soon. I have all day planned out for my little princess. He kissed the top of my head and held me for a few minutes, helping me to calm down and be ready to go all over again. Oh, thank you for listening. Oh. Mm-hmm.